Many restaurants around Alaska are on board with the public's demand for locally grown foods. But getting produce from farm to table quickly can pose a challenge for busy restaurant kitchens. As KSKA's Ellen Lockyer reports, that's where one entrepreneur spotted a business opportunity.
It's quiet during mid-afternoon at Spinard Roadhouse, an Anchorage restaurant popular with just about everyone. Chef Jacob Zellner has a moment away from kitchen duties to discuss what he'd like to do with tomatoes on specials he's planning.
That can be tricky. We use several different tomatoes. The ones that we're trying to feature, the heirloom tomatoes, we do 20 pounds in a couple days. For a special, that's pretty nice.
Spinard Roadhouse is one of the eateries that strives to use locally grown produce in its dishes. Bud Zellner says the kitchen can prepare about 1,000 dinners on a Saturday night, so finding time to go shopping at farmers markets is not easy. So who are you going to call when you need 20 pounds of heirloom tomatoes fast? Kyla Byers is the one woman behind Arctic Harvest Deliveries, a new concept in community-supported agriculture. One woman, one truck. That's what it takes to link Matanuska Valley produce growers to trendy restaurants in Anchorage. Byers picks up produce from 9 growers in the valley.
So they're selling to me wholesale, and I'm pretty much a distributor, just like any other distributor.
Then she makes same-day deliveries to more than a dozen Anchorage restaurants, selling the vegetables at retail prices. And what a delivery! Giant onions, bristling bunches of kale, string beans, and kohlrabi, tomatoes the size of your fist. Kitchen managers in trendy city eateries like the Beartooth and the Bridge snap them up. Byers runs deliveries 3 days a week and alerts the restaurant kitchens to what is available beforehand. Her business, started this year, seems to be unique. Byers completed an environmental and society program at UAA. She says she didn't necessarily want to farm, but wanted to stay in a related field. Distribution seemed to be the missing link between Valley Fields and city restaurants. Byers says the restaurants have been receptive to the idea.
They're excited, I think, to have another avenue of getting it besides the farmers market. It makes it a little more convenient for them, and they're able to put an order with me for a bunch of different stuff, and it comes from different farms. So they all seem to be pretty excited about it.
And Byers says her business supports local growers in a new way.
The farmers are, very supportive of me, and they think that they like that. As opposed to some of the bigger distributors that are buying some of their stuff, I'm actually really promoting local instead of reacting to what my, restaurants want. I'm saying this is all local and trying to actually promote what is available locally. So I think the farmers really can appreciate that.
With summer on the wane, leafy greens are in diminishing supply, but Byers says there's plenty of root crops that will last through winter.
So I think I'm going to try to do it through the winter, just, maybe down to once or twice a week, and there'll be potatoes, carrots, cabbage, beets, maybe some other root crops.
The success of the delivery service has prompted Byers to start a CSA, that's community-supported agriculture, for consumer subscribers. There are 2 drop sites in Anchorage now with only 4 weeks left in the season. She's got a subscriber list growing now for next year. I'm Ellen Lockyer.